USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. The United Auto Workers strike is putting more members on the picket line. The organization said on X that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant will walk. The UAW is claiming Ford refused to make further movement in bargaining. F-Series pickup trucks are made at that plant, which are one of the company's biggest moneymakers. Walt Disney World and Disneyland raised their rates at their theme parks in 2019 and again in 2020. It now costs over $200 for a single-day ticket during peak times of the year. Yesterday, Disney announced price hikes again. Prices for annual passes at Disney World in Florida are jumping between $30 and $50, depending on the pass. Almost all ticket options at California's Disneyland will see prices rise between $5 and $65. The increase comes after Disney announced its plan to invest $60 billion with a B, dollars, into its theme parks over the next 10 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Biden administration is facing calls to freeze $6 billion in Iranian assets after terrorist group Hamas brutally attacked Israel last Saturday. The funds in question were freed up by the Biden administration as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans this week have called on the administration to put a hold on those funds, claiming there's a risk the money could be used against Israel in the conflict. Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress. The decision comes after Santos was hit with more federal criminal charges. Prosecutors claim Santos stole people's identities and made charges on the donors' credit cards without their permission, also claiming some of the money was found in Santos' bank account. Santos responded, "I'm pretty much denying every last bit of charges." Santos is due back in court on earlier charges in May. He's scheduled to appear on October 27th. Sexual assault lawsuits from across the United States against Uber have been put together in federal court. A judge now has ruled that nearly 100 cases can be heard by one judge. All pretrial motions will be heard under Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern District of California. The cases cover at least 16 states and would still have to go to trial in their state's jurisdictions. Hundreds of women have filed suits against the rideshare company, saying that it hasn't done enough to shield passengers from sexual assault. Lance Pry, USA News.
USA News, on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.